Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the back running the cameras and betting with his heart, Mitt McMahon.
Hi, baby Mitt.
Hi. How you doing, Tony?
Hi, baby Mitt.
Also in the back running the mics, Jay McAfee. How are you, Jay?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hi, baby Jay.
I see you have your Coca-Cola, the water bottle. Staying hydrated.
Good you know it. Yep.
Last time you talked to us, or last time we talked to you, I should say, you watched us lose quite a bet with England first half and also England not to win the game. Well, sorry, England not winning the game.
Yeah.
We're past that, right?
Yeah.
Seems like you're not past that.
No, I mean, it was tough. It was tough.
We're past it, though.
Yeah, I took it hard.
We're past it, though. I saw, I believe, Saturday you went 4-1 in baseball, maybe?
5-1 baseball.
5-1.
And then Sunday, man, those getaway days. Sundays just get me on the diamond. I can't figure it out.
Thursdays and Sundays are the typical getaway days for MLB. A lot of teams just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They just want to get to their next games, next fucking city, stuff like that.
And then yesterday, I mean, Italy money line and under 3.5 goals is the best bet of the tournament. It is the bet when they play Austria in the knockout stage.
Oh, you already bet the knockout stage for them?
The line's not out yet, but I imagine they're going to be a high favorite.
Oh, I thought I did see it out.
Oh, is it out?
Let me make sure.
So when you get to the knockout round, you have to make sure you look at whether you're betting 90-minute line or just to win the game.
So I don't know what it opened at, but I'm just looking at it right now. Italy's minus 190, Austria plus 550.
Is that 90-minute or full game?
That is wagers graded based on the result after 90 minutes.
Yeah. Don't get caught on that.
Oh, yeah, because if it draws there and then it goes to extras you win Italy there, that's not a winner.
No. What are they full game?
Wait. Let me see here. I can only find the 90. I could be wrong, though. So, yeah, that line is out as far as that is considered right now.
That's going to go through the roof. Minus 190.
Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure they are. But they've been great. Yesterday, you had Sweden as well, right?
Yesterday?
Yeah. Or just Italy.
Sweden didn't play yesterday.
Switzerland.
Sorry. I wasn't on Switzerland. I thought that was I wasn't going to lay minus 150, but they looked good yesterday. I mean, Turkey, for what we heard, Turkey was going to be in this tournament.
They were not. They were fucking weak.
They were supposed to surprise everybody, man. They stunk from start to finish.
The Ukraine was weak this morning. Oh, that game on fucking Saturday morning, dude. France and
Hungary. That place was buzzing, dude.
That was wild. Fucking tarps were off all over the stadium. Hungary was going out. France has to beat Portugal to get in?
Yeah, that game's going to be an absolute banger. You get, I think I took France draw no bet, minus 140.
Live lines right now. We were both on Denmark and Belgium. Belgium 0-0. Denmark's up 1-0. So we're looking good there.
Need a goal from the Belgique.
Mitt, what'd you think about NBA this weekend? We had Hawks beat the Sixers. Shout out. I said on this show that I was taking Hawks for the series.
Let's go. I took the Hawks last night, tweeted that one out.
Ben Simmons, man. Pat was talking about it earlier. I kind of feel bad for the guy.
I did also. I was just watching clips, scouring the internet. I watched a clip of him hit like 3 threes in a row and then just start talking shit. I would love that Ben Simmons back, but it looks like he is dead and gone.
Yeah, he's going to have to be traded. Do we have a ticker today?
Is it not up?
It seems to be not up.
There we go.
Ticker's up.
You're good. Go on.
That game 7 of Nets and Bucks was...
That was awesome. It was electric.
Giannis played great. I thought Chris Middleton played great. Obviously, KD played great. You could tell Harden just, he was missing wide open threes.
He hit that one bank three.
He hit one.
It was fucking electric.
Well,
yeah,
bank three from there. Yeah. He also hit a step back from the top. But like,
if Joe Harris does anything at all that game, Brooklyn wins.
Dude.
Anything. Like, the first like 3 minutes of overtime, the Bucks didn't even touch the ball, and then Brooklyn only got 2 points.
Well, and then Drew Holiday was what, 2 of 16 through the first three quarters, and then he made some big shots in the fourth.
Joe Harris had one of the worst series of all time, with like all your other like stars are getting hurt, they're all going out, you have to step up. He did nothing.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for Joe. I felt bad for a lot of these players. And the fucking NBA, for why they decided to have Suns and Clippers game one yesterday at 3 o'clock 3 instead of today when there's no NBA game.
Well, and then you think it's 3 p.m. here. That's noon on the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it made no sense. Like, I didn't even realize it was – I was like – I thought it was at night at least. I was like, holy shit, 3 o'clock?
Well, not that they should worry about it, but, like, you're going up against the Euros, then you're going up against the U.S. Open, then you're going against baseball yesterday. You're going up against a lot of things. When tonight, if you go tonight, it's just you and the NHL pretty much.
Feels as if they're trying to bury the Clippers. Although, I mean, the Sun buries the Suns too, because Chris Paul –
Plus, you would think, give the – Clippers and Suns each an extra day gives a better chance for Chris Paul and Kawhi at some point. I don't know what's going on with Kawhi. I have no idea what's going on with Kawhi, but at some point for Chris Paul to come back just to like get your stars back, but they didn't do that at all either. Rom yesterday, I bet him when he was two strokes down at plus three something.
Yep.
You can just kind of feel Louis now finished second at every single major tournament at least once. That's just who Louis is. It was kind of destiny for Rom. Did you make any other bets this weekend?
No, I did not. I kind of had a quiet weekend, Tony. Quiet weekend for the good old Mitt.
Oh, nice, Mitt. So today we are just kind of wrapping up the stuff from the weekend and looking forward to the week ahead. We are, if you probably heard from Pat's show, we are off Friday through the 4th. So we'll be off Friday and then all of next week. When we get back from that, we'll probably start diving into some more NFL and college football futures, stuff like that, because we're only about a month away once we get back. 6 weeks or so once we get back, things like really start going, and that's going to be awesome. Mitt, are you gonna be our college football guy?
I mean, yeah, I do like to gamble a lot on college football. I don't think I'm the greatest at it, but I do a good job.
So not baby, great, man. But you do a good job.
Does a good job.
No, I love betting college football too. Gumpy will as well. Gumpy self admittedly does not like it just because it's not your best.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. I mean, it didn't last year. We'll see what happens this year.
I mean, from year to year. I mean, like, but I love nothing more than, you know, having a few pops on a Saturday and watching a full slate of college football.
I mean, you got to do it. You have to do it.
I am so, Tony, on that note, I am so excited for college football full stadiums to actually be back.
Sweet. Everything.
That just, I think that was probably the biggest kick in my ass last year gambling for college football. The home teams, they suck. Like, they didn't do anything.
So you normally like to bet the home teams?
Yeah, I'm a big home, big crowd guy for college football. Okay,
that makes sense. All right, let's dive into some things today. Mitt, you said you had one bet tonight. There's no NBA tonight, so I would love to fucking hear what your bet is for tonight. Oh,
God. There is no NBA tonight. I do not know anything about baseball. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
And the one player that I do know other than Shohei Ohtani is Fernando Tatis. I have no clue how to say his name.
Yeah, you nailed it.
He's playing in prime time tonight, and he's plus 290 to hit a home run. I'm hoping for a bat flip tonight, Tony. Let's go.
Okay.
I may be mad.
Hey, if you did like baseball, Fernando Tatis would be your guy.
Oh, yeah. I see the clips all over the internet. He's sweet. Bat flipping in the pitcher's faces.
Before we get to baseball, series price. Bucks are minus 460 against the Hawks.
Jesus.
Hawks plus 360.
Bucks favored to win it all now, right?
Yes, they are. I think they should be. Did Lukaku just miss
fucking move your feet, dude? You got some men in your boots?
Dude, betting these favorites is...
Oh.
He'd have to be fucking... Who's the 6'11" forward from England?
Oh, Peter Crouch?
Peter Crouch.
We'll do the robot legend.
Not from England, though, was he?
Crouch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to... Belgium's got to get one here, man. They're all over him. This is huge, though, because Finland gets a point, they go through.
Yeah, because
but if they don't, the Danes, yeah, I think Denmark does, or I don't know how it works with the being tied.
But you would think Belgium, like, they're playing Lukaku, De Bruyne was playing, Eden Hazard's playing, like, they should fucking be fine. It shouldn't even be this close. Yes, Bucks plus 105 to win the championship. Suns plus 150. Clippers plus 800. Hawks plus 1100.
Are the Clippers dead at plus 350 for the series price? I kind of thinking about sprinkling that. I kind of like that.
You like the Clippers?
I just like the value at 350. I don't really like the Clippers per se because I don't really think Paul George is going to really like do a Kevin Durant and put the team on his back. Like, it's not really going to happen.
I think the Suns are a much more complete team than people are still giving them credit for.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bet against
especially
the Suns
if they get Paul back, dude. Yeah.
I didn't realize I was looking at that draft class. DeAndre Ayton went number one overall in that Luka.
Yeah, he's good though, man.
No, I know, but imagine if the Suns had Luka. Would they still be as good? Probably.
Would he fit in that backcourt though, Tony?
Well, no, I know, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't know, but fucking something to think about. And then that series, like I said, minus 450 Suns, Clippers plus 350. So yeah, the series are basically the same on each side. I personally am rooting for if Kawhi's going to be out, I would like to see a Bucks and Suns.
Yeah, it feels right.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Do you guys want to see the Bucks in the finals?
No, but I don't see the Hawks going to beat them. I can't see it, dude.
I mean, Clint Capella and Trae Young, pretty sweet to watch. I've been enjoying those.
I don't get the Bucks hate. I like Giannis. He's a good kid. He's never done anything wrong.
I love PJ Tucker. He's a dog.
PJ Tucker's a dog. Best. Drew Holiday's a good vet. Is it because Middleton? People don't like Chris Middleton?
I mean, Middleton hit a couple shots the other night. I know. That were fucking
insane. Why don't you like the Bucks?
I mean, PJ Tucker's the most entertaining player on that team. Like, that's not a fun team to watch at all. I like Giannis, kind of like the story behind it. I just don't really like watching players that can't shoot. Like, that's why I bet on the Hawks last game, is because Ben Simmons can't shoot.
Oh, there it is.
Come on, one time.
Jesus, man.
If you're just tuning in, Gumpy and I both have Belgium.
It was a parlay with Netherlands money line.
Yeah, over. And I have Belgium in a parlay money line. And I also have the Danes in a money line. The Danes over on ESPN2 are winning. Who are they against? Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Danes are winning that one. Baseball slate tonight. Would you like to dive into that?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me see who's on the line first. Let me make sure. Let's see who we talk about. Let's get to some calls first, okay? Blake from Illinois, what do you got?
What's up, fellas? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hey, I've been using the Mickey Mouse DK spreads and everything, and unfortunately, I love looking at your guys' picks. Gump, I really appreciate the baseball picks. But the problem is I see you guys constantly playing a plus a half or minus a half. And on DK, they've only got plus 1.5, minus 1.5. Is that a problem when it comes to spreads?
Okay, so I'm not going to – this is our competitor, so I'm not going to
– Yeah.
All you have to do – I have been on their site before. It's the plus 1.5, minus 1.5 is the run line for baseball. When we're going plus a half, minus a half, that's for the first 5 innings. So if you go to that website – let me see if I could pull it up. If you go to their website and you go to Major League Baseball and you click on innings, you can then bet on, where do they have it at? You could find the first 5. You can find, they'll either call it first 5 or first half. Actually, I think they're calling it, I don't know. I can't
get there.
I'm not familiar with their website exactly. But the plus a half, minus a half is us betting on the first 5 innings of the game. The 1.5, minus 1.5 is all 9 innings or more, and that's called the run line. You think that's what he was talking about?
Yeah, unless you can get a team at plus 1.5 first 5. Then
which, thank some of those, you very much. Jesus.
I mean, this could be a fucking 0-0, dude. Fuck.
Nicky Skates, welcome to Hammer Down.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, babe, Nick.
Fucking, hey. Both series tied 2-2.
There we go. Best of 3 for each. for all the glory.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I think this is where we thought.
You think they've been more competitive than you thought they'd be?
The Montreal series for sure, but I think this is about where we thought Tampa and the Lightning would be. The Montreal series, I mean, weird things have started happening, and
Montreal had no business winning the last game, and Vegas had no business winning last night, and both teams won.
I would agree with
but
that.
But did Flower start because of his miscue behind the net, or not start because of?
Yeah. I mean, Pete DeBoer never really spoke and like made that claim, but everybody knows he has it out for Fleury. It will do anything he can to wedge Leonard into the lineup. And I mean, it paid off. Look, Leonard gets the win. I mean, they were down all game. They scored with what, like 3-4 minutes left, yeah, something like that in the third, and then get the early goal in OT, which was nice because we didn't have to stay up too late.
Yeah.
I actually had the Habs in that game.
Oh.
Much like I had Vegas in the game where Flower completed the blunder. But I learned from my mistake. I was about to cash out of the game.
Oh, were you?
I was about to cash out of the game with Vegas, and I was about to place another bet to double down on them to score an empty netter.
Okay.
And then Flower happened, and fuck me, right?
Yep.
So then I think to myself, okay, here we go. 1-0 game coming down to the end. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Vegas ties it up. I immediately go. I already had a bet on the Habs. Immediately go place a bet on Vegas to win in overtime. Had the hedge there and covered my. Thankfully.
Speaking of cash outs, who do I have? Matthew Wolf, $10 to win $2,100.
Matthew Wolf,
and he was in second or whatever after Saturday.
Chadley,
or around there, sticks, and I could have cashed out for like $250, $10 to win $250. I let it ride. I'm so in my goddamn head with cashing out. I should have done it. I know he wasn't going to win that fucking tournament, but I didn't.
I mean, Mackenzie Hughes probably with one of the most epic melts of all time.
Not yesterday. As bad as Bryson's, though, dude.
I mean, Hughes was leading that tournament.
So was Bryson. Yeah, Bryson was -5 and +3.
That was tough. Good hammer down shout out and reference, though, from the old announcer when Bryson's balled in.
Hammered down empty, some of those fucking beers.
Empty Stellas.
I mean, De Bruyne is getting mugged.
Well,
Denmark's up too.
All right, we're good there.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Fuck. Before we get tonight, let's talk about the odds for the series and the cup, because they've changed quite a bit.
Okay.
Stanley Cup, Vegas is now still the favorite at +145.
Yes.
Tampa Bay is +155. Islanders are +500. And Montreal, +850 now to win.
Those being
Stanley.
Even series. Those
fucking
are not
Price
bad
let that Price bottom. Never lets a goal in like and that either last night.
Yeah, man. That one squeaked right through.
Oh, I was dying.
I don't think anyone saw it coming in terms of him letting up something like that. That Fleury one, man, I laid in bed and stared at the ceiling for about an hour after that. I couldn't sleep. I was devastated.
I feel like so the Canadians are +230 to win that series, and the Islanders are +170. If you think they're going to win this series, you might as well take them at +500 or +800 to win the cup.
Maybe. Montreal, I think, definitely. The Islanders, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I think I can see Montreal upsetting Vegas more than I could see the Islanders upsetting Tampa Bay.
The Islanders just won't go away. Every time you think they're done, like they come out and go up 3-0 on Saturday night. Then almost, I mean, that play by that guy was unbelievable to save that game.
Ryan Pulock sliding into the crease. Yeah, I mean,
get Chadley off the field. This guy stinks, dude. He wasn't good enough for Tottenham. He's sure as hell not good for Belgium.
All right.
Jeez.
No reason to fucking attack Tottenham.
Yeah.
Tonight, though, Lightning -188, Islanders +158. Over under 5.5, -158 to the under, +128 to the over. What are we thinking tonight?
Okay, so this is about where we thought we would be through the series. Yes. I'm going to go with, before we get to that, a couple things. Of the four games, three have been one goal games.
Okay.
Only one has gone over 5 goals.
Okay.
And the other one hit exactly 5.
Gotcha.
So I know FanDuel does 5.5. They're not really pushing. So, but basically everything's going under. When the series started, we looked back at last year and similar teams, not quite exactly the same teams, slightly changed rosters, but Tampa Bay won this series in 6.
Gotcha.
We thought this would be a similar setup with the Islanders stealing a couple games. So I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay tonight, and I'm going to take the under. which you can parlay, money line and total goals parlay, is plus 210. So it's Tampa Bay and under 5.5 for plus 210.
Okay.
Now, some distinction needs to be made aware of, as people on the internet found out, this is in regulation for the money line total goals parlay. Yes. Does not count. If it goes to overtime, you lose.
Yes. Make sure you read
the fine print.
Make sure you read the tea leaves, read the fine print. I mean,
this is absurd.
Goalie stand on his fucking head, dude.
This is soccer, boys.
This is just
I bought into the hype and I jumped on board with you on the England train, and now I've come back to my senses and realized, hey, a lot of draws, a lot of no goal games, a lot of great effort.
At least Belgium has about
doesn't get rewarded.
Has like 10 more chances so far than England did that.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw Spain too early.
Spain. Don't get me started.
Those fucking mutts.
Yeah. Get Morata off the field, dude. Those, I'll never touch a Spain. They are a nightmare, dude. That guy missing the penalty though.
Off the post.
Getting subbed off like 5 minutes later. That was awesome.
Those pieces. I hate them. I fucking hate Spain.
The Islanders tonight are also +1.5 is -180.
Yeah.
So there's something that could tickle your fancy a little bit. There's also two boosts.
Ooh.
FanDuel's first boost is Braden Point to score and the Lightning to win at +290. Originally is up to 370 now.
Jesus.
Braden Point, goal scoring machine. He's our pick for Conn Smythe right now.
By the way, he is down to.
He's at 1100 now.
What did we get him? 2000 something.
2900.
Yes, we did.
The other boost is intriguing to me because it doesn't make sense right now to me, and maybe you guys can help me figure this out because you guys are smarter than me.
That's not true.
Islanders to beat the Lightning and over 5.5 was +450, now 500. Okay, but if you look at the actual,
if you parlay it,
the actual money line total goals parlay, the Islanders and over 5.5 is +700. So we were trying to reach FanDuel. I know Pat gave them a call. I don't think they answered them. So we're trying to figure out what was going on there.
Islanders and the over.
Is he on?
I can't even.
Now, I'm wondering if it was a typo or something, because the Islanders and the under 5.5 money line total goes parlay is 450.
Yep.
It might have been.
It was always Lukaku.
It might have been.
It's always Lukaku.
It was always Lukaku.
For some reason, right now it's not even let me. That's a good catch though.
That's
but
a great
if it was
slot.
In our, if it was in our favor, that boost isn't even in our favor.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So if you go
Islanders and the over,
mine it won't even let me for some reason parlay that.
Now right. The other thing is, Pat just texted me, and it could be that the boost is has overtime included and the other one doesn't.
True.
That would make sense.
That would make more sense.
But it should say, right?
It should.
Like, do you think the other one would say in regulation, the first boost?
Hey, let's fucking go.
Hold on.
Was Lukaku going to win the golden boot? Was he off? I wasn't watching.
I don't think he was, but I mean, VAR, you're never quite sure.
So what's that, his third now?
Yeah, what's Memphis got?
How old's Lukaku? He's been around a while, huh?
I still don't think he's that old. So he's with Chelsea, then Man U, now Inter Milan.
He's 28. He's only 28.
Yeah, Chelsea wouldn't play him forever. They sat on him.
They transferred him out to West Brom, and he scored like a million goals for West Brom. No, he called offside.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Fuck. It's always... Why is it...
How?
It was always a draw.
How?
But in summation, to wrap all that up, Tampa Bay and the under, and I like the boost of Braden Point to score and Tampa to win at +370.
Knights are -225 tomorrow. Are you going to look in like 60 minute direction? Or?
Boy, I don't know. I might be seeing the light. I might be coming over to the Avs. I might be joining Gumpy. I've been against them this whole time, but... I don't like this Leonard situation. I don't know. We'll see.
Can we not see the fucking lines? Every time there's a VAR, we get to see the lines that it show. Where was he offside? Does anybody know?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I was talking to Nick, so I didn't even see it.
I think it's a parallax effect.
I'm going with you on this one. You're saying he wasn't off.
I didn't think so, but I also didn't get the 3D lines.
Hey, a lot of time left.
Listen, we'll be fine, Paul. This one, I know I said that last time. I should quit saying
Russia
that.
Russia just got a penalty.
That's all right. We're up 2-0, right?
They just got a penalty, yeah.
No, but I'm saying before the penalty. Yeah.
We're up what 2-0. Happened to the Ukraine?
The Ukraine.
Which is huge, though.
It appears Ukraine was actually weak.
Hey, that's huge, though, for the Danes because they have to win by 2.
I mean, this isn't. Can we.
What?
That is not offside.
It's not even close to being offside.
Looks pretty on to me.
How does VAR let that fucking happen? You know what? Fuck. Yeah, see, I get upset and I start calling people foxy.
How? How is that offside?
It's fucking.
What the fuck is VAR?
Okay, it's like going. It's review for NFL. It's the same for soccer.
Okay. Is this guy serious?
Oh man.
Yeah.
He's always serious.
Two, Russia scored, so 2-1 now.
All right, before I leave, did you guys bring some gloves, some Clorox wipes today?
We
bust the mops out. I noticed everyone started pissing on the floor in the bathroom again. I guess they figured since we have to clean up, they might as well just go back to pissing on the bathroom.
We're gonna start the cleaning tomorrow. It's I didn't realize the task until I came in this morning and fucking looked around.
Oh yeah.
It's quite the task.
Yeah, I'm gonna come in early tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Like I said, Pat paid $14,000 to have this office clean. It's gonna be clean.
Well, no, we're gonna clean it. I'm just saying it's not as easy as I thought it was gonna be.
I thought you guys were cleaning today.
I thought so. I'm ready to go.
No,
starting my cleaning today. I'm not waiting until tomorrow.
What do you mean you're clear?
Tornado tonight. This goddamn office might not exist tomorrow.
There's no tornado.
We're gonna see a clean day,
dude. We've lived in this state for 4 years. We haven't seen one tornado. I moved out here. I was promised tornadoes.
That hail though.
How the hell was that offside?
We don't know, Russia. Hey, I will say this though. I got a live bet on Finland at +1,000. Oh. Literally.
Who told you to do that, Foxy?
No, I just saw +1,000. It was 0-0.
I respect that. I respect.
Is Russia buzzing?
No, they got a pretty good penalty though. They're flying around. They blasted it right down the middle.
I don't understand how that's offside.
Hey, Russia's flying around right now. Hey,
it's all going sideways.
The Ukraine is weak.
Oh, Russia's filthy right now.
What's the score?
2-1. They got some tall old white that looks like Putin's brother.
Oh no, they are buzzing.
Jesus.
Hey, Pat, would you agree that as I am only at best a part-time member of this show, that I should only be required to do part of the cleaning?
Oh, boo.
What percentage of the money were you going to get?
That's a good question, Tony.
Well, is it going to be an equal split between everyone? Whole office was gonna get it except for Foxy, and then Ty was added to the list.
No, but you did that so they would all help you clean.
No, I did that because of my conscience.
I mean, Foxy's plane actually almost did go down as well.
I think Foxy's the one pissing on the bathroom floor again.
I will say Foxy's a pretty large part of that show, isn't he?
Which one?
Hammer Don.
No, he likes to insert himself.
No, he is.
Yeah, we do. You're an idiot, Tony. You fucking idiot.
I'm leaving. Well, no. I'm going to clean.
No.
Game, Tony. I'm going
to. There was no chance he was helping whatever my answer was, so I said what I meant.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot, Tony.
He wasn't answering either way.
Oh, Denmark.
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, dude. See you, Albert from Illinois, what do you got? Is this happening to us again? Which game do you want to watch? Albert, what do you got?
Yeah, what's up, boys?
What up, boys?
Hammer down.
What up?
Oh, boy. I got two parlays, man. The first I actually hit already. It was my birthday Friday the 18th.
All right.
I hit a 9-leg parlay yesterday, man. Italy.
Let's go. Italy, what do you got tonight?
Whoa, dude.
Now, just tell us what the odds were. I believe you. I trust you.
Oh yeah. It was the odds were +15/168, and I put down $15, and I won $2,290.
Let's go. Man. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and I went skydiving the day before. It was crazy.
Oh, so you love gambling.
Yes, sir.
What do you got? What do you got tonight or whatever?
Tonight I have, well, right now it's not looking too good for us, but I have Belgium with you guys.
Okay.
I got Denmark.
You're good.
The Astros money line, and then Tampa Bay Lightning and the Oakland Athletics, $120 to try to win $1,100, man.
Hey, baby. Don't lose all that $2,000 too quickly, all right, Albert?
Baby Albert.
That happens. You get a big win, then you change your units from $25 to $100, and then that money disappears quite quickly. Come on, Belgium. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Got him.
That just wasn't offside. It just wasn't.
Trust me. I know that. You know that.
So that's two, the VAR on the Croatia penalty, and then that. So that's two VAR.
I'm starting to realize why everyone in fucking Europe hates the VAR.
Stinks, dude.
Corey from Florida, what do you got?
What the fuck is this VAR doing? His pinky toe was on the line. Like, that's horseshit. I mean, that it just took away from my...
Yeah, it's in! It's fucking in! Ow! Come on! Let's go!
Let's go.
Hold on, Corey. Here's what happens, because these assholes did it last week. They fucking yell when nothing happens, and they get us excited because they know we're behind. But that time was real. Let's go!
Come on!
Yeah, better. Woo! That went over the line, right? We're positive?
I mean, I'm not positive anything at this.
That's it.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that ball's in. Let's go. All right, Corey, what do you got?
VAR.
Okay. So, Dumpy, England money line with Phil Foden to score. He's been their most, arguably one of their most dangerous players.
They're a dangerous player.
Can't take him off the pitch for Grealish, who was just running around the park with his head cut off and didn't make a difference.
He was in a wrong position.
But he's not wrong.
Okay, well, I'll give you that. But, again, Phil Foden to score, England money line plus 271. Take it. Thanks, boys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Might as well talk about your bets for tomorrow.
I would, you know, if you like Foden for him to score, I do not know what in the hell Gareth Southgate is going to do. I do not. You have Mason Mount, who is out now, right?
But
Chilwell's out. He hasn't been playing. You probably go back to Trippier and Kyle Walker at the back because the Reece James.
That's what worked.
Reece James, who we've been told is so incredible, actually stinks. And Luke Shaw didn't do a damn thing. Like, if you're going to play with wingbacks, they have to be kind of attacking, and Walker and Trippier are that.
Yeah.
So this money line has shot up to, like, I got it at minus 160 yesterday. It's minus 195.
Yeah.
If you're looking for value, I mean, it's a homer bet once again, but I don't... England money line in under 3.5 parlay, and then... I like Croatia getting draw no bet at minus. They were minus 150 yesterday. I'm not sure what it's at now, but I like that value for them against Scotland. And I would even think about Croatia money line at plus money.
I'm on that side as well. Mike,
I think Scotland, you know, that was their Super Bowl. Yep. I mean, I had everyone in my mentions because Scotland got a point at the Euros. You know, it's good job, guys. You know, sure it'll turn into something.
Mike from Denver, what do you got?
Hey, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down.
Come on.
Great to be talking to you fellas. What do we got for tomorrow for Croatia, Scotland, and Czech Republic, England? I tuned in a little late. I don't know if you boys went over that in the morning. And then for tonight, I got Astros, Indians, Reds in a parlay. I got Astros money line. I got Reds half a unit on their money line. And then I have two units on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I'm also going to take the bet that you guys were talking about, the under 4.5, I believe, is on my sports book.
Thank you, Mike. So Mike asked, what do you think about the Euros tomorrow?
This bizarro land.
Mike, literally... The thing that he just talked about before you got on was what he's doing Euros tomorrow. And that was Croatia and then England. He got England money line minus 160. It's up to minus 190. So if you parlay the under 3.5 with the money line.
And then Croatia draw, no bet. But if you know, Croatia plus money line. My only fear is it happened to the last game against Croatia. If they go down, I do not think they can score. They have to win 1-0.
Yes.
And that's a big miss for Scotland with Gilmore out. He was one of their best players against England.
Don from Buffalo, what do you got?
Big Don.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, Don?
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
So, I'm sitting here. I got a Suns at plus 900 to win the West.
Let's go, John.
And I'm sitting on a plus 2,000 to win it all for the Suns.
Okay,
let's go.
What would you do to hedge it? Yesterday I took the Suns at minus 4, which was money.
Well, that's not hedging.
I just don't know what to do going forward with it.
Thank you, Don.
I would wait.
Yes.
And then
see how game two goes.
Exactly. Ride the Jesus. Ride the Suns, and then when you get to the finals, then you can just hedge the other team.
You could.
Is your best bet if you. Unless you think, I don't think the Clippers are going to beat the Suns without Kawhi, and I don't think Kawhi is coming back.
Wait, as far as the finals bet is concerned, don't worry about that one yet. Let's worry about the Western Conference final one first. And you could potentially.
I mean, if you hope.
Get the Clippers at plus 350 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Suns are home. The Suns have been incredible.
Denmark's up 3-1.
Good. I mean, the boys go through if this is how this ends. If they go up 3-1, because they were minus 2 in goal differential, and so was Finland, I think. So if it finishes like this, the Danes go through, which is great because I don't think they should have lost the first game because of what happened with Eriksson. Anyways, Clippers are plus 350 now. Next game, Suns home. I believe they're 6-point favorites. They're expected to win there, 245 on the money line. I'd wait to see what happens there. Because if the Suns go up 2-0, that series price is going to go up exponentially. So then maybe you take the Clippers. In the Clippers' first two series against the Mavs and then against who they just beat, Jazz.
Yeah.
They went down 2-0 each time. So they are... I don't think they have a problem going down 2-0, but maybe you hedge a little bit after they go down 2-0, if that's the thing, because then you'll have them like plus 800 or something like that to win the series, and then you'll have a better hedge opportunity. You won't have to put as much down. And then once you get to the finals, that'll be a different story. We'll see who they face.
Do
if it's the Bucks,
let this slip.
A lot of times you just take the money line each game of the opposite team, and then that's kind of a hedge opportunity there. But, you know, call back in when that happens.
Hi, baby Dom.
Who do we want to go to? Gingy from Chicago. What do you got? Did I say it wrong again?
What's up, boys? Hammer Dan.
Hammer Dan.
4-1 Denmark.
Good for the Danes,
fucking
dude.
A wagon.
Go ahead.
I was worried about Foxy potentially betting on Finland.
Oh, fucking let's go, dude.
Games are over. Let's go.
Yes! Sorry, Gingy. Go ahead.
All good. Yeah, so I'm looking for tomorrow. I'm looking at an anytime goal scorer, and I'm thinking that there's really good value on Sterling and Sancho. So back in 2019, during qualifiers, Sterling had 3 goals against them and a 5-0 routing by the boys. It just depends if he's still going to be starting in the lineup. I think the back four for the Czech Republic is pretty slow. He man a lot of the game, so I think if we get one of our quicker guys up in there, he's going to be able to skin him and get one by.
Thank you, Gingy. I believe he's talking up Sterling there, Poe.
Yeah. Sterling scored in the first game, was very bad in the second game.
So I had Belgium minus 250, Denmark minus 160 for a plus 127 2-leg parlay. I'm going to fucking count that one, Poe.
Yes, sir.
You hit one today too, right?
Yeah, I had Belgium, Netherlands parlay, and then Denmark, just the fucking
goal.
Fucking Ukraine,
hey,
man.
Let's go, you fucking stud. Let's go.
Ukraine stinks, dude.
The Ukraine was weak.
Austria actually looked decent.
The Ukraine was weak. I don't like to say that. Also,
I mean, I tried to warn you.
The Russians potentially weak. But that's how it goes. Want to talk a little baseball?
Let's get into it.
Let's do a little baseball. Not a huge slate tonight. You know, this is where we thrive. 5-10, Kyle Mueller versus Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom, he's going. They're rolling him back out after having 8 strikeouts in 3 innings. Left the game with a little shoulder issue.
This is a 7-inning affair?
Yes. They are huge favorites with DeGrom. I'm going to stay away until I know what's going on with DeGrom.
Yeah, I'm good too, Tom.
So
I ain't touching it. No, thank you.
No.
Nah.
I mean, I fucking hope he keeps just lighting the world on fire. I love DeGrom. But in that situation, going to stay away. Jake Odorizzi versus Keegan Aiken, Houston at Baltimore. The line here was this morning was not as, I think it was like 150. It's up to minus 172 now for
first
Houston.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, first five. That was the, that was for the game money line. It's exact same for first five as
yeah,
well.
I took it minus 160 this morning, okay. First five. Just Odorizzi's last two has been better. Nine innings, three earned, and Aiken, his last time out, 5 2/3, eight earned. It's decent value, like not value-wise, but Astros just being a much better team. I just like the spot here. Other, like, even though Odorizzi has
the only
been great,
way to go.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't think you take the.
And the Astros crushed the White Sox all weekend long.
Cleveland at Chicago. Savali is going versus Alzolay. Two pitchers that we've won quite a bit with this year going up against each other. Chicago has not been hitting well as of late. Cleveland's hitting a little bit better. Savali's last outing wasn't great. I didn't know what to go with this, where to go with this one, so I stayed away.
I'm going to take plus a half with Savali.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, Tony, this makes no sense at all. The Orioles have had his number this year.
Okay.
So two starts against the Orioles. He's got lit up both times. I have no idea why. Alzolay, three innings, five hits, four earned last time out. So I'm just going to take plus a half with what I think is the better pitcher.
Are we going to get a third here with Belgium? Come on.
No. Oh, that was a slot.
What was I going to say here? See, like, so June 11th, he went eight and gave up zero earned runs.
Yeah. Like I said, it's literally had two outings against the Orioles that he's just got.
But then he gave up five last game. The whole sticky tack is in my head. Like, I'm like, is he fucked now? So I stayed away from that one. You took them plus the half.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Frankie Montas and Kyle Gibson. Oakland at Texas.
I hate this. I hate going against the Athletics.
So, are you taking Texas?
Yeah.
So I hate going against the Athletics too.
But like, so the Athletics, if you didn't take the Athletics plus a half all weekend long with their pitchers in New York, that was literally free money. Like, anytime the Athletics are getting plus a half with their pitching staff, I will take it.
I agree 1,000%. And with that said, being said, Texas can't hit.
Yeah.
Kyle Gibson has been really good. Frankie Montas has been good enough.
Yeah.
So I took the first five under 4.5 in this game. Because I didn't want to take Texas because I didn't trust him to hit.
Yeah.
And I thought Kyle Gibson can do what he does. So I took the first five under 4.5 in this one.
I took the plus a half. Gibson, last six, hasn't given up more than two runs. Montas, he's been good. He has been good, but he still gives up hits. So, yeah. I mean, I just the Rangers with Gibson, I'm going to take plus a half.
Second of the doubleheader for Atlanta, New York. We don't know who's going for the Mets in that one yet.
It is Jared Eckhoff.
Are you? Does that mean you're taking the Braves, or because I didn't see this line?
If I would, I don't have no idea who this guy is. He has no stats. I would take Braves money line here with Anderson going, just if I had to lean, but I'm not touching it. No.
Cincy at Minnesota. Tyler Mahle versus J.A. Happ. I thought the Reds money line was too short here, so I took it. Reds first five minus 122. They're obviously the better hitting team. They're the better team overall.
Yeah.
And Tyler Mull's been the better pitcher than J.A. Happ. I thought it should have been minus 150, minus 160, something like that. So I took the Reds minus 122 this morning. I don't know if it's moved in that direction. It may have, but
this was minus 112 when I woke up this morning. So I am with you.
Well, it's at minus 116 now. I could get a better number now.
Yeah.
Something's going on. I don't know why.
Maybe they just worry. Sometimes when a National League pitcher pitches against the American League at their home,
yeah.
Twins can mash, but J.A. Happ has been awful. So, yeah, I'll take the Reds first five money line.
The next game of the night is Brett Anderson versus Merrill Kelly. I believe Arizona has now lost 17 in a row. Is that correct?
17?
I think they've lost 17 in a row.
Jesus.
I mean, they have the worst. They have the other... they have the away losing streak as well. But I believe they've lost 17 overall. Yes. Yes. Lost 17 in a row.
That is tough.
And their losing streak on the road is at like 25 or something like that, or 23.
God damn.
But they are... Let's see here. They are only minus. Milwaukee's only minus 120. Arizona plus 102. I'm not touching it.
I'll take the Brewers. Brett Anderson, his last time out was his best start by far. 7 innings, 1 hit. Merrill Kelly, last time out, 3 innings, 4 earned. So at that price, I will take the Brewers first 5 money line.
And they've lost 17 in a row. So
yeah,
there's only one side to be on in that
game. Ride the streak, baby.
And then Julio Urias and Yu Darvish. I looked at this one in many, many different ways. I couldn't pull the trigger on it. I don't even know which way I couldn't lean away in this game either.
And the only thing I would do is take Dodgers plus a half because they're just never a dog.
The first time they're a dog in 2 years maybe or something like that I saw.
And Darvish wasn't great his last time out. But yeah, I'm not touching this one, Tom.
So my picks for tonight are Texas and Oakland under 4.5 first five and Reds first five minus 122. But don't go get minus 116 now where it's at.
I got all first fives, Astros money line, Cleveland plus a half, Rangers plus a half, Reds money line, Brewers money line.
Awesome. All right, let's clear these phones. We got Belgium 2-0. Is it still 4-1 Danes?
Yeah. If you're looking forward to Wednesday for Euros.
Yeah.
Because I think these lines might move. Sweden, I took draw no bet against Poland.
Okay.
At good value.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking France, draw no bet against Portugal.
Have to.
I would even take a money line, but I don't know, man. They have not looked good, if we're being honest.
No.
And everyone was very quick to write off Germany.
Well, if you look at how Germany played last game, France looked pretty decent against Germany. So
yeah,
that Hungary game just... I don't know what the fuck happened there, dude.
Now you got people saying, why'd you bring Benzema back? Because he hasn't scored. Like, you know what I mean?
He didn't play great either against
Hungary. He had a very good chance that he missed early. I mean, this is what happens in these tournaments. If you don't score early and put teams away, man, you're going to give them a chance to stick around.
Johnny from South Florida, what do you got?
Johnny.
Hammer down, man.
Hammer down, John.
Quick question, man. I just wanted to see if you guys would pull the trigger on this underdog parlay. We got Islanders, Canadians, Hawks, Czech Republic draw tomorrow for plus 10,500.
Fuck it. Why not? Islanders, Canadians. I'm fine with those because that series has been back and forth. Czechs, no.
Nah.
Who do the Czechs have tomorrow?
It's coming home, dude. you just have to ride it out, my friend. You don't get these tournaments. You only get these tournaments every couple of years. You got to ride it out.
Mike from PA, what do you got? Mikey.
Mike. Big Mike.
5-4. Mike.
Can I be heard?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Mike.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
I'm not going to skip over Gumpy earlier, skipping over the fact that Romelu Lukaku was an Everton Blue as one of your two Evertonians probably listen to the show, but I was a little heartbroken when he skipped over that Romelu Lukaku was in fact a blue for a while.
Yeah, Merseyside's red, pal. We're not worried about the blue side of Merseyside.
Hey, man, if I'm going down with the sinking ship, but I'm going down with the ship regardless, even though Carlo's gone.
What do you got?
That's all I had.
Oh, thank you.
Carry on.
Hey, don't. Dylan, how we been? Did we win?
I never done.
I always forget to check.
Hey, we're doing well. I would say on Thursday, boy, that was a shit show. That was a took one. It's always when you say Stroman's thrown 5 shutout that he gives up 2 in the first inning. Oh, so that was not fun.
Yeah, that was. Hey, we were on that side too.
Yeah, Belgium bringing it home. Got that group play. They're winning that group, so got that. Thank God we needed that one. Two tennis plays for you for tomorrow. Gearing up week before the Frenchies, so you can't, or Wimbledon.
Yep.
Can't really expect too many of the big players to go deep. So I think you're going to take a step here. Ostapenko at like 4 a.m.
Okay.
She'll take that one. And then Coco Gauff fits the system play of a system that I run. So Ostapenko and Coco are locked in. So hammer Don.
Thank you, Don. I love that Don's got a fucking system going.
Wait, were those both women's? I'm trying to find those right now.
Coco Gauff and Ostapenko.
I need something to bet on right now. Seriously, I'm getting like an itch and having nothing to bet on tonight other than this home run.
You should bet on the hockey, Mitt.
Or, Since the Avs are out, you're done.
That'll stink.
Oh, I mean, they're better than your Stars, Gumpy.
Barely. Oh.
Michael. Michael from Detroit. We got a reaction from the office, and that's always great. God, Michael, what do you got?
Hammer down. I got a series total bet, 4 games. Atlanta Hawks, Milwaukee Bucks, plus 420. I think Mitta like that. I think it took everything Atlanta had to beat Philadelphia. Milwaukee is coming.
Did you see him partying with Quavo in the locker room after? I think they got a little in the tank here, buddy.
Oh, you think so? Party in the locker room after with Quavo equals fucking wins.
That usually gets the boys fired up for the next round.
The series spread on this one is actually 2.5. So you're going to need the Hawks the Bucks to go 4-1. They're going to have to take it in 4 or 5 to even get the series spread minus 2.5 on that. That's normally it's 1.5. So I think Vegas also thinks it's potentially the favorite is to go 5 games plus 190. I just don't think the Hawks match up well. So
I almost took the 2.5 here, Tony. I'm just looking at this on my phone. And you know what? I'm going to take the plus 360 right now because I think they're going to come out and win game one. So give me the odds right now. Let's
think the Hawks are taking this?
I'm going with the Hawks for the whole series. Let's go.
Okay.
France is still favored to win this thing by a large margin.
I know. Italy's what, 600?
Italy's 600. Belgium is plus 650. And I do not hate the Netherlands at plus 1100.
I don't hate Belgium, but... Mike, Brazil, Mike's apartment. What do you got?
Hammer down. Shout out Gump and La Habitant.
Shot.
Tough one last night, pal.
Got two picks for you today. We got JG Pageau to score at plus 350. I like that one today for NHL. And then MMA, I'm calling this the Brazilian Pride Parlay on FanDuel. All the MMA fighters from Brazil that you can put in on FanDuel at plus 1118.
Okay.
Who are these people?
They show their flags on FanDuel, so you'll be able to figure it out, man. I'll even show you what the Brazilian flag looks like.
I don't know what that looks like.
Thank you, Mike. It's black, green, and yellow.
Oh, so because of what just happened, England and France are through to the round of 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I should have waited because I had them in parlays that they don't have to win now.
Yeah, now that England game means nothing. They'd be better off coming second.
Can Portugal still get through? Yes.
Yeah.
Do they have to win? Or can they draw?
I think even a draw should do it, man. I'd have to look at all the groups, but yeah. Well,
not if Germany wins, because Germany will have 6 points, and Portugal only has 3 right now.
Yeah, but there's the third place. There's two third place teams that go through.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, Pierce, good chance it's still coming home.
Steve from Massachusetts, last call of the day.
Hammer down, boy.
Hammer down, Dad.
So I was just listening to you guys' take about the Braves and the Mets.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if would be a good bet to take the over, because I know it's at plus money. It's over 5 runs during game one of the Gronk game. So I know he's been leaving a couple different times. So maybe there's a chance that he could potentially leave again, and then whoever's in the bullpen, they could give up a couple home runs. I think it happened the last game, too.
Yeah, it did. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, it did actually happen the last game. Gumpy actually mentioned it on the show to potentially look at the over for that, because of that exact same situation, and it happened. It's not a terrible look, right, Gumpy?
Not at all, my friend.
Mets.
I can't believe they don't even like have him skip a start. You know what I mean?
If nothing's
like
wrong,
push him back a couple days. Do something.
He worked out, and they said it, or he said that he didn't feel any pain or anything like that. The Mets bullpen actually is in the top 10. They're not that bad. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, they're 10. So, but yeah, that's not a bad way to look at it. Let's see if there's any other boost for what we got going on. Both Houston and the Cubs to win. Houston, I like. Cubs were Alzolay and who was he going against? Oh, Savali.
Yeah, no. Savali.
So we're against that one. Scotland to win against Croatia, plus 250 boosted. No?
Nah.
Three total goals scored in England and Czech, plus 150. After that news, I don't know. England's not going to be pushing.
Yeah, but they could.
Czechs have to push?
England might actually play some of their like younger attacking players, which would be very interesting.
Yeah, because they're going
to. Like, Sancho has to play. He hasn't played a fucking minute, dude. Mm-hmm. The guy's. I don't get it, man. The guy was unreal for Dortmund. Just because he doesn't play in the Premier League doesn't mean he shouldn't be in the squad. Oh, 100% it does.
For the rollover, if you're doing the rollover, you know, we say don't do first half full games for a reason. You're not going to win. So someone said they won, but they had, for baseball, you can do race to three runs.
Yep.
And then had them, that team who gets the race to three, also winning the game. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
If you can't parlay it on FanDuel, think like, hey, I can't parlay it for the rollover too. Something
good point.
To think about.
Good point, Tony.
And if you do win, and just keep trying to get our attention, we will see it. There was one that I took a couple days to see. So.
Had a baby Tone.
That happens.
Sometimes you miss it.
We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
We'll be watching
YouTube.com/hammereddown.
Watching the lads again.
Are the lads on again?
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Doesn't matter though. They're through. Doesn't even matter.
I mean, it'd be nice.
Well, I'm an idiot. They come, fucking parlayed through. So
if they come second, they would play probably Sweden. If they come first, they would play more than likely France.
Don't want that.
Yeah.
Do not want that.
I'm not. If it's Portugal, I don't mind playing Portugal. I think we can beat Portugal.
Portugal's got Cristiano, and that's about it.
Jota.
Yeah. I mean,
the greatest player of all time.
Well, yeah. I know that, Mitt. Thank you. Don't be an asshole, dude.
What do you think about Messi, Mitt?
Don't care. Feed me Ronaldo. Don't care about Messi. He's too short.
Follow us at Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Can't thank you enough. Love you. Good luck tonight. Hammer
Down.